Good morning. It's April 26th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a surprising turn of events, Meta Platforms Inc. not only reported a substantial increase in revenue and net income for the first quarter of 2024, but also highlighted significant challenges and ambitious plans for the future. This story takes us into the heart of the tech industry's current dynamics, where growth and setbacks coexist. Meta Platforms Inc., the tech giant behind Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, saw its revenue soar by 27% to $36.5 billion, with net income skyrocketing by 117% to $12.4 billion in the first quarter of 2024, surpassing analysts' expectations. However, it wasn't all smooth sailing. The company's AR/VR division, Reality Labs, encountered a hefty operating loss of $3.85 billion during the same period. CEO Mark Zuckerberg's announcement of ramping up investments in long-term projects, particularly in AR/VR and AI technologies, led to a sharp decline in Meta's stock price. This decision reflects Meta's commitment to these technologies despite the financial losses incurred by Reality Labs. The company plans to allocate between $35 to $40 billion in investments for the year, with expectations to increase this further in 2025. The repercussions of Meta's financial performance and future investment plans rippled through the tech sector, contributing to a broader slump in U.S. stocks. The disappointing forecasts from Meta, coupled with economic data showing slower growth and higher inflation, painted a cautious picture for investors. This sentiment was further echoed by mixed corporate results from other major companies, influencing market dynamics and potentially impacting future Federal Reserve interest rate decisions. As Meta forges ahead with its ambitious plans, the tech industry and investors alike watch closely, balancing optimism with caution in an ever-evolving market landscape. In a move that signals growing regulatory scrutiny over the tech industry's influence on emerging technologies, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA, has set its sights on the partnership strategies of Microsoft and Amazon with AI startups. This development marks a critical juncture in the intersection of technology, competition law, and the future of AI innovation. The heart of the investigation lies in concerns over how these partnerships might stifle competition within the rapidly evolving AI sector. The CMA is particularly wary of the potential for these deals to restrict access to essential resources like computing power and data, which are the lifeblood of AI development. This isn't the first time these tech behemoths have come under the regulatory microscope. Their dominance in the cloud market has previously been a point of contention. The implications of this investigation are far-reaching, touching on sectors that are foundational to modern society, including energy, transport, finance, and healthcare. The CMA's apprehension is that the practices of Microsoft and Amazon could fundamentally alter the competitive landscape in these critical areas, potentially hampering innovation and affecting consumer choice. To gather a comprehensive understanding of the situation, the CMA is opening the floor to feedback from interested parties. This call for comments is a crucial step in determining whether there is enough evidence to warrant a more in-depth antitrust investigation. Stakeholders have a window until May 9, 2024, to share their insights, after which the CMA will decide on the next course of action. This investigation underscores the delicate balance between fostering innovation through strategic partnerships and ensuring the competitive dynamics of the AI industry remain open and fair. As the deadline for comments approaches, all eyes will be on the CMA's decision and its implications for the future of AI development. In a groundbreaking move, Microsoft has just rolled out Phi 3 Mini, an AI model compact enough to run on your smartphone, but packed with the power of 3.8 billion parameters. This innovation is not just about size, it's about bringing sophisticated AI capabilities directly into the hands of users everywhere. The Phi 3 Mini model sets a new benchmark in the realm of artificial intelligence by outperforming on academic reasoning tests. This achievement is a testament to its training on a mix of filtered web and synthetic data, fine-tuned with a focus on safety through post-training alignment. This approach also includes a strategy to store only limited factual knowledge, aiming to minimize risks associated with inaccuracies and biases. However, the journey doesn't stop at overcoming technical hurdles. The Phi 3 Mini, while impressive, acknowledges the ongoing challenges of ensuring factual accuracy and addressing the biases that can be inherent in AI models. It's a reminder of the careful balance between advancing technology and maintaining ethical standards. For those seeking even more power, Microsoft has also introduced larger siblings to the Phi 3 Mini, the Phi 3 Small, with 7 billion parameters, and the Phi 3 Medium boasting 14 billion parameters. Each of these models offers unique features and specifications designed to cater to a range of applications from the simple to the complex. This suite of AI models, from the compact Phi 3 Mini to its more robust counterparts, underscores Microsoft's commitment to democratizing AI technology. By making these tools accessible, Microsoft aims to empower businesses of all sizes to harness the potential of AI, driving innovation and efficiency across industries. In a strategic move to bolster its position in the AI arena, NVIDIA has announced the acquisition of Israeli AI startup Run.ai for a whopping $700 million. This acquisition is not just about expanding NVIDIA's product portfolio, it's a clear signal of the company's ambitious drive to lead in the AI technology space by enhancing its software capabilities alongside its renowned hardware prowess. Run.ai is known for its innovative platform that simplifies the management and optimization of AI hardware infrastructure. This technology promises to revolutionize how computing resources are utilized, making AI applications more efficient and accessible. By integrating Run.ai's platform, NVIDIA aims to offer its customers unparalleled ability to maximize their AI computing resources, a move that complements its strategic focus on AI development and its AI enterprise suite. The acquisition coincides with NVIDIA's delivery of its first DGX-H200 system to OpenAI, showcasing the company's commitment to advancing AI hardware. The H200 system, featuring the latest HBM3E modules, represents a significant leap in performance, setting a new benchmark in AI computing capabilities. Despite facing a 16% drop in stock prices, NVIDIA's acquisition of Run.ai is expected to solidify its standing in the AI market. With a robust financial position, holding $25.98 billion in cash and equivalents as of January 28, 2024, NVIDIA is well equipped to navigate the competitive landscape of AI technology. Following the announcement of the acquisition, NVIDIA's stock experienced a modest rebound, gaining 0.6% on the New York Stock Exchange, a testament to the market's optimism about NVIDIA's strategic direction and its potential to continue riding the AI wave. In a bold move to redefine enterprise AI, Snowflake Incorporated has just unveiled Arctic, a cutting-edge large language model that promises to revolutionize SQL and code generation tasks. This isn't just another large language model, it's a game changer in terms of performance and efficiency, designed to meet the complex needs of enterprise environments. Arctic stands out with its innovative DenseMoE hybrid transformer architecture, setting new benchmarks for large language models by delivering unparalleled performance with significantly lower computing resource demands. This technological leap is not just about raw power, it's about smarter, more efficient computing. Snowflake has taken an unprecedented step by open-sourcing Arctic's model weights and training processes under the Apache 2.0 license. This move empowers developers through the Arctic Cookbook, a comprehensive guide for customizing and deploying large language models tailored to specific enterprise applications. The commitment to Arctic is evident in Snowflake's substantial investment, 3 months of rigorous development, leveraging 1,000 GPUs, and a budget of $2 million. This investment underscores Snowflake's ambition to lead in the AI space, directly challenging competitors like Databricks. Arctic's availability extends beyond Snowflake Cortex for serverless inference. It's accessible on various platforms thanks to the flexibility granted by the Apache 2.0 license. This broad accessibility facilitates the integration of Arctic into diverse AI workflows, enhancing its appeal to enterprises seeking customizable AI solutions. Snowflake CEO Sridhar Ramaswamy's comments highlight the strategic importance of Arctic's launch. By advancing open-source AI, Snowflake aims to meet the growing demand for adaptable, efficient large language models in the enterprise sector, marking a significant milestone in the evolution of open-source AI in the business world. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.